Hi, everyone. Welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined as always by Dennis.
Hey, Fran.
All right. So today we're going to talk about LG wash towers. So let's kind of jump right into it. This has been a really popular kind of set of models here over the last couple of years. And we're going to talk a little bit about some of the differences, some of the different versions, what are the main features. So kind of let's start off right there.
Yeah. I mean, just conceptually, the LG wash tower solves some problems or challenges some people had. You know, height being one of them. A lot of these front washer dryers, when stacked together, you had two controls. One at the mid-level, waist level on the washer, but then the dryer got really, really tall because it's at the top of that dryer and you're stacking them. So for those folks that didn't, were vertically challenged or just didn't like that reaching up and not seeing the controls as well, they kind of put them in the middle. So it's a unitized unit, and those have been out a long time. Kind of a unique thing is the units can be separated upon delivery, which makes that a little bit easier than true unitized pieces. You don't always have to do it, but if you did, you could. You know, and the controls, like I said, are right in the middle. My one main concern is always with these, not all in ones, but one control. If you have a problem with that control panel, you have a problem with your washer and your dryer. Correct. You're out entirely.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no replacing just one unit if something happens there. Now, there is a couple different models there. There's the mainline LG and then there's the studio. So we'll kind of start there and just kind of some of the differences and really main features between the two of them. So on the studio, really what you get in addition, there's an extra cost, of course. There's a better warranty, a 2-year warranty versus a 1-year. But also what you get is you're going to get that stainless steel look just from the aesthetics, kind of that stainless steel finish versus a white or kind of that black finish. And then you're also going to get a little bit more capacity there. So, you know, 5.1 cubic feet versus 4.5. I wouldn't say anything massive, but slightly larger capacity. And I'd say probably the main difference there would be the auto dispense. You know, something that we've talked about in the past, the LG Studio will give you that automatic dispense for the detergent, which nice feature, definitely a little bit easier, gives you the right amount of detergent every time. So I'd say those are kind of the main features there. Also, there's one other model there, not necessarily only between Studio and LG, but there's a vented and a ventless option. Yeah. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you know, vent of those two, I like ventless, and I think that's the way the industry is going. I will say with this particular unit, the vented dry is longer, considerably longer. We've talked about the GE UltraFresh and other episodes, and I think that's doing a much better job as an all, you know, when it comes to like that truly sealed, you know, heat pump type of technology. Mm-hmm. But the unit does take longer, so you need to know that. It's not penetrating the outside of the home. It doesn't require a vent, but you are going to compromise some of the dry time. I think long-term, that innovation is coming, and it'll continue to improve, but just to be aware.
All right, very good. So I think that covers it. I think that's everything when it comes to the LG wash towers. Thank you.
Great.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of Appliance Advisors.
Want more appliance insights? Hit the subscribe button, turn on the notifications to never miss out on our latest episodes.
If you're interested in discovering more, check out our suggested video right here for expert advice on your next appliance purchase.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw, give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.